Cindy Sheehan has had enough of the anti-war movement, and it appears the feeling is mutual. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Cindy Sheehan, who started camping outside the President's Crawford Ranch after her son Casey was killed in Iraq, has had enough. In a post on the Daily Kos, she officially resigned as the face of the anti-war movement, saying she's going to take whatever she has left and go home. And it's not much. Her marriage of 29 years is over. Her speaking fees and royalties were spent on her movement, and her hospital bills from her illness last summer are in collection. But more than all that, it was being slammed by her friends on the left that finally pushed her out. When she started saying that Democrats were as responsible as Republicans for the war in Iraq, she learned a hard lesson that in politics, fundraising consultants want to work for winners, not purists. So Sheehan will sell Camp Casey, the protest site named after her son, who she now says died, quote, for a country which cares more about who will be the next American idol. One former Democratic supporter, who had even hugged her at a rally, replied to her resignation saying he gave up on her when she began embracing the likes of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez instead of focusing on Iraq. A cringe-inducingly ill-informed activist, he called her. Indeed, many Democrats feel their victories in 2006 came in spite of Cindy Sheehan, not because of her. But then she made it clear from the beginning that this wasn't about politics. Cindy Sheehan was trying to make everyone feel her sacrifice. But it's tough to create a sense of shared sacrifice around a war whose sacrifices are not truly being shared. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.